So we're beginning Sefer Vayikra, and the parshios here in Vayikra and Tzav, etc., discuss at length the world of Karbanos. There's a lot to talk about as far as Karbanos. There is a particular phrase. It is a particular phrase that we find in a variety of different contexts. We find it as an example in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, that we're told when you bring the carbon ola, it should be a carbon which is brought as a reyach nichoach l'Hashem. It gives a very fragrant odor to the Ribono Shel Olam. We say that again in Vayikra and Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yitzayin, that should be Ishei Reach Nichoach Lashem. We find it in Parash Tetzaveh as well, and we find it in Sefer Bereishis even, when Noach comes along and Noach offers a carbon, Vayirech Hashem es Reach HaNichoach, that Hashem feels and sent is the Reach HaNichoach. It's pretty clear that Reach Nichoach is very critical in terms of defining what makes Karbanos unique. These are things which cause Reach Nichoach. It's also, this is in the Mishnah Menachos. Mishnah Menachos wants to have the klal of Echad HaMarba ve'Echad HaMamet uvovat yichav in libel shamayim, that whether you're wealthy, you bring a big carbon, you're poor, you bring a little bit of a cheaper carbon, it's all considered to be equal in the eyes of the Ribono Shel Olam. That's because it says that Olas Behema, Reach Nichoach, Olas Ha'of, Reach Nichoach, Mincha, Reach Nichoach, they all cause Reach Nichoach. It seems like Reach Nichoach is very definitional to what makes Karbanos unique. In fact, the Ramban, in his Perush on Chumash, when he argues with Rambam, the Rambam Mor Nevuchim, in a couple of places, understands that part of the idea of Karbanos are that they were brought to remove from us some of the Deoseim Shel of the Avodah Zarah, that was how they used to offer things. This was a way of us sort of like removing some of our pagan customs and our pagan perspectives. So the Ramban says it's impossible. If the only goal of Karbanos is to remove certain incorrect ideals, why would that be called Reach Nichoach? Reach Nichoach sounds like it's something wildly, wildly unique. So what is Reach Nichoach? What exactly is that? So the simple pshat, l'cha'ora, we would say, is that Reach Nichoach is that it smells very nice, and that Hashem enjoys the smell of the Karbanos. But that seems untenable for a variety of reasons. As many Mefarshim point out in Sefer Bereishis and Parshas Noach there, in the context of the Ibn Ezra, the Radak, the Ralbag, Hashem doesn't smell the way that people smell. To say those Mishonim, no, it's all Derech Mashal, the Dabir Kalashon B'nei Adam. It doesn't mean that it really has a nice smell. It is somehow expressing a particular idea. Not only does it not mean it's a nice smell because God does not typically enjoy smells, we would assume, but if you look at Rashi in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yitzayin, in the Pasuk that talks about Reach Nichoach, Rashi says it's talking about a bird and you're burning the feathers all. So Rashi says it smells really bad. So it smells really bad, and Hashem loves the Reach Nichoach. Not only that, but the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim that the reason why we have a mitzvah to offer ketores every single day is because it didn't smell that good in the Beis HaMikdash. There's just a lot of dead animal carcasses all over the place. There's blood everywhere. So we brought the ketores, that smelled a little bit better. It doesn't sound like Karbanos smelled that great. Okay, it's a barbecue. Let's deal with that a different time. But what exactly is Reach Nichoach? What exactly is it, and what does that highlight about the unique nature of Karbanos? We will highlight two main ideas. One is an idea of the Lubavitcher Rebbe commenting on Rashi, and the other is just it's an amazing comment of Rav Hirsch. Two different ideas, what Reach Nichoach actually means. So if you look at Rashi and Chumash, in at least a couple of the contexts, where it says Reach Nichoach, what does Reach Nichoach mean? Not a pleasant smell, but rather Nachas Ruach. Lefisha Amarti V'Nasa Ritzoni. Nachas Ruach means the Kadosh Baruch Hu is content, is happy with what we are doing. And the Ribono Shel Olam Kiviyachol is satisfied with the Karbanos that we're doing. Why? Not because he enjoys the smell, but because Lefisha Amarti V'Nasa Ritzoni. That we are listening to Ribono Shel Olam. What is the Nachas Ruach, the Reach Nichoach? The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a commandment, the Ribono Shel Olam gave a tzivoy, and we listened to the tzivoy of Ribono Shel Olam. As to Lubavitcher Rebbe, he does sometimes unbelievable things with Rashi, but he points out, we're going to mention some of it. He points out in one of his sichos something very intriguing. There are a lot of karbanos that there are a lot of mitzvos that we do, which we are doing because it is the ratzon of Ribono Shel Olam. But if you want to claim what's unique about karbanos is that there we don't know the reason, and that's why we're doing it, and that's the nachas ruach that Hashem said, and that we're doing it, but there are a lot of chukim. There are a lot of chukim. And it doesn't say about the other chukim. It doesn't say about shatnez, reach nichoach. It seems like there's something unique about karbanos, that dafka karbanos are reach nichoach Hashem, and give Hashem a unique kind of nachas ruach. Wonders the Lubavitcher Rebbe, what exactly is it? So in Chelek Lamed Beis, So suggest Lubavitch Rebbe the following. Normal chukim, so even though they may not have a reason either at all, or one that we understand, they do give us a degree of benefit. When you follow and you observe a chuk, what you are doing is you are strengthening your ability to be obedient to Rabbono Sha'olam, that you're demonstrating a degree of self-restraint. You are highlighting your capacity to understand and to subjugate yourself to Rabbono Sha'olam. That's what a chuk does. And it has an element of a chuk, is that it's actually in our best interest to do certain things because it strengthens our relationship with Rabbono Sha'olam, the nature of our Avodas Hashem in that way. Suggest the Lubavitch Rebbe, karbanos don't really, tamachokes in general, not for now, but whether it's a mishpat or a chok, karbanos aren't just a chok. Karbanos really don't have a reason and they don't do anything for us. The goal of a karban is not at all about us in any way. It is just about something that we do for Rabbono Sha'olam. That was the only intent. It is something that we do because Hashem asked, and therefore we do it. Not because, per se, it strengthens me. It's not the kind of chuk, suggests Lubavitch Rebbe, that some chukim, it's about learning how to subjugate yourself, but this chuk had a different goal. The goal was reach lichoach. The goal was us being able to say, I'm doing it because Hashem said so. Hashem says, we're going to do it. It's all about the Rabbono Sha'olam. And the Rabbono Sha'olam enjoys, or has nachas kivyachal, more than anything, when we're doing something with no self-interest, when we're asking with karbanos, it's not because, per se, for us, it's the most pleasant or enjoyable thing in the world. We're doing it because, primarily, the goal is Rabbono Sha'olam asks, and that's what it's about. Okay, that's all. You still have to explain a little bit why karbanos is more than a different chok, but he certainly explains a lot of the evidence within Rashi, you know, in light of that. Rehersh has a different suggestion for what Reach Nichoach is. It's Rehersh in Parshas Noach. Rabbi Benovitz quotes this, I think, all the time. It is one of the, it's a remarkably beautiful Torah. Reach Nichoach. Really, really, it's an awesome comment of Rav Hirsch. Reach Nichoach, so Rav Hirsch in general, some of us may know, is very sensitive to the world of etymology, to the source of what things are. That Nichoach, Nachas, so that there seems to be something about a degree of contentment. There seems to be something about a satisfaction, as Rashi said also, that it gives a certain satisfaction. But what's Reach Nichoach? The smell of satisfaction. What does that mean? So first suggests that we know that we have five senses. A bit of an assumption, the Gra in different places in Kisvi HaGra, if there are four senses, there are five senses. But we generally speaking assume that there are five senses. Those senses are different. You can categorize them in different ways. Touch, in general, there's a lot of evidence that Reach is unique in Kisvi HaAri, but we're not going to focus on that the same way now. But there is touch and taste are senses in which you have a pure interaction with the object. I take it, I'm touching the object itself, I am tasting the object. It's a very intense form of interaction with the object. Listening, hearing, and seeing is often at a significantly greater distance. I can perceive it from a real far distance, I can hear it when it's very far away. Smell is somewhere in between. Smell is somewhere in between. When it comes to smell, I don't smell the entire object, but I do have some interaction with it. There are particles that enter my nose. And if I'm there, there's something coming out of it, I can get a little bit of a smell of what really is. I don't get the whole thing. I get a bit of a smell of what the object, it's not as distant or as that same kind of interaction. Suggest refers the karbanos are a reach nichoach. By that we mean they are a reach. They are a little bit of interaction with the nichoach, with the fact that we can cause nachas to Rabbono Sha'olam. They are not the pure end-of-the-day goal. They are just the beginning of something. It is a reach of nichoach. It is the beginning of, it is highlighting for us what we can offer, what we can bring, even beyond just a karban. The goal is never the karban. The goal is that the karban is the beginning, a hint, a reach of what we hope to be able to continue to do going forward, of what we hope this will engender within us, the beginning of a process of giving even more. It's a reach of what could be. It's a reach nichoach. It's a little bit of a hint of the depth of what we hope to be able to offer over time. Karbanos, in that sense, are never the ultimate goal, as the Navi often tells us. They are the beginning of what we hope to do. We would point out that one of the reasons why the Nevi'im sometimes critique our offering of karbanos is if karbanos became the end and not the reach of more to come, so that was considered to be the problem. Reach, I have some of the particles, there's more to come. So that's something. But if it became the end in and of itself, so that is something which can be very, very detrimental. Our Benavitz, I think, often adds on this, and this can be true for many of our mitzvot. We can perceive our mitzvot as purely an end. We can also perceive our mitzvot often as not a finished product, but the beginning of a process of growth. It is just a beginning of what we could eventually do. In that sense, karbanos are reach nichoach, and they are definitional to the kedusha, unique element of karbanos. We find this not with other mitzvot the same way. It's part of what defines a karban as being unique. Why? For the Baba Cherebi, it is the purest indication of us doing something just because Ribono Shel Olam wants. According to Rav Hirsch, it's reach nichoach, which means it is an avoda that we're doing, which is a smell, a hint, the beginning of a taste of what we hope is to follow, of what we hope the carbon brings for us. There's going to be even more coming. There's going to be, it's never the pinnacle of I've now brought complete nichoach to Ribono Shel Olam, complete nachas. It's always a beginning, more to come and more to do, part of what makes carbonos so very unique.